All praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide him. We bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions, and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. We who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims again. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul. And from it created his mate, and from the two of them spread forth many men and women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and he will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. And O Allah, save us from it. And O Allah, accept our dua. One of the things that we have to remember that's important for us to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to ask ourselves, why is it that we pray? Why do we fast? Why do we give charity? Why do we go through the rigors of the Umrah and the Hajj? It's in order to shape our hearts so that we can accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that, know that everything will rust. Everything that rusts. And that which removes the rust from the heart, it, of course, is the remembrance of Allah. And again, we don't want to be like the people who pray as if like chickens feeding, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, described them. So we want to be of those who pray with sincerity to be able to get to the point of accepting any of the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran, but it is surely Allah who is all-embracing, and it is He who has power over all things. Again, this verse reminds us that Allah is in control of all things, and that His will always be done. And you know, we sometimes go through it intellectually, but we don't internalize it. We don't hold it in our hearts. We don't hold it in our hearts. And Allah also says, no calamity befalls on earth or in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decrees. Before we bring it into existence, surely that is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, this teaches us that all things, whether good things happen to us or bad things happen to us, it's written in the book already. But as Allah says, that the pen has been lifted and the ink is dry. You know, Allah has knowledge of it. He talks about even having knowledge of each leaf that falls. And that's the understanding, the overstanding that we have to get, brothers and sisters. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he also emphasized the importance of accepting the decree of Allah in this hadith. He said, if anything bad happens to you, do not say, if only I had done such and such a thing differently, such and such a thing would have happened. Rather say, Allah has decreed and what he wills, he does. For saying, if only, if, even saying if, it opens the door to the work of the devil. And again, we have to reflect on this hadith, that we should not dwell on the past, or that we should not think about what could have been, but rather accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the things that we have to look at. Because even when you look at the stages of grief, the stages of grief in psychology, they talk about when people have a major loss. You know, they go through shock, denial, bargaining. They go through depression. They go through anger. And eventually they get to acceptance. But as Muslims, we have to go through acceptance first. But we are human beings first also. And so we're going to have to basically find our way of processing any losses that we suffer. It says that people feel, again, that if this had happened, when you look at the stages in bargaining, that if this calamity would not have happened if we have done this or we have done that. And again, this hadith tells us, for instance, that when we question the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it opens up the heart to the shaitan. It opens up the heart to the shaitan. But again, we're human beings first. We're going to experience loss. There's no harm in feeling sadness. There's no harm in shedding tears. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would shed tears, and his companions, they were some of the supermen on the planet. They shed tears. And so, but you know, we get this black man disease for the most of us, you know, that we don't want to feel sensitive. We don't want to cry. We don't want to feel certain types of emotions. We have to be able to express ourselves. Otherwise, we will implode. I always tell people, some of the clients that I work with, that the mind can create medicine or it can create poison. Just like, for instance, you can think yourself into an ulcer. You can think yourself into a headache. You can think yourself into a stroke. That's how powerful the mind is. But we, as Muslims, we have to work from the heart. We have to work from the heart in the salat, the prayer. It helps us. The fasting, it helps us. Giving charity, it helps us. As the law says, you giving one act of charity is like planting one seed of corn, and you get a stalk from that one seed of corn, and each stalk has maybe 10 ears, and each ear has 100 seeds, and that's the return of each act of charity. Each act of charity. So again, we have to start to internalize these messages that Allah has given us, and as He transmitted them through the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Moreover, accepting the decree of Allah, it brings peace and tranquility to the heart. Because, as I state all the time, this is just the middle womb, brothers and sisters. True life begins when we pass the barrier of barzakh, the barrier between life and death. True life begins then, and then there's no time. Time is dead. How are we preparing for that? Just like if we were in our mother's womb and mom smoked crack and drank alcohol and smoked cigarettes, what kind of condition would the baby be? And so, what are you feeding your soul? What are you giving your soul? How are you nourishing your soul so that when the hereafter comes, you're in a good condition? You're in Jannah as opposed to in Jahannam. So we have to look at, this is the true reality that Allah shares with us, that this is just a temporal place, a temporal dwelling place. The Prophet Muhammad also said, how wonderful is the situation of the believer, for all of his affairs are good, and this applies to no one except the believer. If something good happens to him, he is thankful for it, and that is good for him. And if something bad happens to him, he bears with it with patience, and that is good for him. Accepting the decree of Allah also brings us closer to Allah, and again, it's an act of submission to His will. And as Muslims, we know, again, the translation, one who submits to the will of Allah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the most beloved slave to Allah are those with the most excellent manners, and the most beloved of those to Allah are the ones who are most constant in performing prayer. And the most beloved of those in Allah are those who stand in prayer during the night, the hours of the night while people are asleep. And the most beloved of those to Allah are those who are furthest from worldly life. And the most beloved of those to Allah are those who are the most patient. Again, we have to learn to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of our lives and in everything that we do, in everything that we do. And Shaitan's job is to make us forget. Shaitan's job is to, you know, make us, you know, basically question our own existence. That's his job. So we have to be of those to be able to, as they say, roll with the punches. Roll with the punches. And if Allah brings some hardship on you, if Allah brings some sickness on you, again, that's a means of expiation. Just like when we pray, that's a means of expiation of sins. Prayer to prayer, expiation of sins. Juma to Juma is expiation of sins. Ramadan to Ramadan is expiation of sins. Umrah to Umrah is expiation of sins, and Hajj to Hajj is an expiation of sins. And so we have to look for ways of cleaning ourselves so that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a clean state. We just can't be like the people who say, well, Isa died for our sins. No, no. We have to bear responsibility for our actions. We can't engage in behaviors and say, well, you know, okay, I'll become religious when I get old. That's what I used to hear when I was in Saudi Arabia. I met people who lived in Mecca and never made Hajj. Oh, I'll become religious when I get old. Again, as I tell you all the time, I'm the only male to make it to 30 in my family. And we've had brothers and sisters who have died, you know, in their youth. And so you're not promised tomorrow, brothers and sisters, so we have to be of those to live each day, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, live each day as if it's going to be your last day. Live each day as if it's going to be your last day. Again, let us continue to strive to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of our lives and in everything that we do. And again, if I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet, peace be upon him, has brought us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some new insight, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له ملك وهم وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his family, and his companions. Allah increase his honor and elevate his station. Grant him the highest place in paradise and bless him with your divine mercy. And O Allah, bless us with his intercession on the day of judgment and forgive our sins. Again, we must remember that Allah is in control of all things, and that his will always be done. And again, let us also remember that everything that happens to us is already written in the book, and that Allah has knowledge of it before it happens. And again, may Allah guide us to accept his decree, and may Allah grant us the patience and strength to bear whatever trials and tribulations that may come our way. And many of us have gathered here today to again pay our respects to our brother Sabir, Brother Sabir Muhammad. We've suffered a great loss in our brother Sabir Muhammad. As you know, he would sit right in that chair right there in the front. And my relationship goes back with him to about 1979. And you know, I just arrived in Atlanta, and I remember calling Imam Jamil. Heard about Imam Jamil had a community in Atlanta, Muslims living around the masjid. Oh, wow. You know, because in Philly we had the storefront thing going on. And I called Imam and said, can I get 3 days in the mosque? And he said, sure. And I came down there, got 3 days, and called my fiance and my mother back. He said, I ain't coming back. I came down here originally for a week. I said, I ain't coming back. You know, because I enjoyed what was trying to be done here, alhamdulillah. And I started working, my background has worked as a jazz DJ, communicator, and did that for, you know, 30, 40 years. And I was working at a radio station, all-night jazz station. And Brother Sabir, he was a firefighter, an EMT and firefighter during that time. And he would call me every night, you know, almost every night, you know. And he would, you know, just talk to me. He was still in the Nation of Islam at that time. And he would, you know, try to feed me bean pie, and I would try to feed him couscous, you know. And alhamdulillah, we were always patient with one another, you know. And so I don't have a problem, you know, with the fact that, you know, he was in the Nation, and he heard me giving salams on the air and playing the adhan on the air. And, you know, so he, you know, he would always call and talk and, like, say, you know, I would give him dawah and give him information and give him directions. And eventually, alhamdulillah, he came and met Imam Jamil, and, you know, he took a shahada, alhamdulillah. And, you know, it was his nature to always contribute. You know, whenever, you know, a conversation about Brother Sabir. You know, he always say he was that word soldier was always come up in somewhere in the conversation, and brothers would complain. Well, you know, you give him so much deference and respect. He not making fajr regularly. He not coming around a lot. And Imam Jamil would say, at least when he comes around, he cuts the grass. You know, yeah, brothers would just walk past paper on the floor, you know. But that was his nature. You know, again, he was a soldier. You know, he soldiered for Uncle Sam. He soldiered for the Nation of Islam. And he soldiered for Islam. And may Allah expand his grave and forgive his sins and grant him Jannah to Firdaus. And again, may Allah accept our, you know, prayers for him, you know, and give us contentment and acceptance of his decree. And again, may he grant us mercy and forgiveness, you know. And again, we'll be doing the Salat al-Janazah at 3 o'clock on the basketball court, and next cross to the front of Masjid, and then immediately going down to Lovejoy to bury our brother. And later there will be a memorial service. We'll keep you posted on that, because Brother Sabir is bigger than the community Masjid. You know, the Muslims of Atlanta and own him, the Muslims around the country. I mean, he's known throughout the country, and so we want to give people who are not yet Muslim an opportunity to pay their respects as well. So there'll be a memorial service, but we'll keep you posted on that, inshallah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهمنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget to fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us. Have mercy upon us, and you are our protector, and grant us the victory over the disbelieving people. Ikam min fadlik.